and in Baxter in the Morning.
Well, good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, BB?
Happy Halloween, y'all.
Yeah, I like your costume.
Nailed it.
What is it, somebody who looks way too tired today? I'm dressed up as a tired man.
As tired man himself.
No, we went out and we did some trick-or-treating last night, right? Which is what you do when you have a 9-year-old. And we went through the neighborhood, and then we went over to our friend's house. And at about 10:30 last night, I said to my wife, you know, I have to be up at 4 o'clock.
Jeez, yeah. Y'all are out that late?
Yeah, well, like, the kids were in a good mood, and we were watching, you know, TV on the back porch, and it was just like a fun, chill night. Yeah. But at some point, you got to say, hey, guess what? And I hated to be the one, because I really thought they'd shoo us off. Like, hey, we got to wind down for the night. But they were willing for us to stay.
Oh, that's like the worst feeling.
You should have just pulled an all-nighter.
I've tried that before. That seems like a really good idea, right? And you think, I've got all the energy. And then, like, around this time, you have the energy. And by about 7:30, bam.
It's done.
You got nothing. I started my day with a healthy diet of a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup and some Starburst.
That a boy.
That's, like, the best meal for after Halloween.
A champion's breakfast.
Dude. So I go right, I see, like, I go to the coffee, and Kai's Halloween basket is right there. And I'm like, what would he not notice if I took?
So he's going to notice everything.
He's going to notice it because he's kind of like that. But anyway, are you starting your healthy eating today?
I start tomorrow.
Oh, so today is still wide open?
No. It was yesterday. I'm going to start today. No.
I had a meeting with my health coach, and it starts tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I remember those.
And then it'll be another meeting, and then before you know it, I'm starting after November.
You know what you...
January 1st.
Yeah, because guess what's coming up?
Right, the worst time to try to diet.
Yeah, Thanksgiving and Christmas.
The worst time.
12 weeks.
It's when people put all that food out on the table and they expect you to graze for hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you have all the candy from Halloween, you have all the food from Thanksgiving, all the food from Christmas. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Well, it's like for me too, though. It's like, well, we'll just start on Monday. There's no sense in starting on Wednesday. It's 2 days after Monday, but there's no sense in starting today. That's how we kind of focus on life, y'all. Happy Halloween.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, does the video game Red Dead Redemption have anything to do with Halloween?
Not really. Not really at all. It's just an awesome video game.
But what is it? What's it about?
It's like an old Western story. And this is the second one.
Right.
So the first one came out like 2010, and it told the old Western story. But this one takes place before that old Western story, so it's an even older Western story.
And what do? It's a shoot 'em up game, right? Like we talked about the other day.
It's not okay. Listen, it's not like a shoot. Like every game that involves a gun is not. Yeah, there's saloons. There's horseback riding. There are the
spurs.
There's old guns and old things.
Saloon girls.
Yeah, you could say all that. But it had the biggest opening weekend in entertainment history this past weekend.
How is that?
Well, the game was like $60 a pop,
right,
and people bought so many, it set a new record. $725 million from Friday to Sunday.
Goodness.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and it even beat Avengers Infinity War. That made only $640 million opening weekend.
Wait, a video game?
Yeah.
So these video games are making more than the movies.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous.
That's crazy to me.
And this same company made Grand Theft Auto 5. They did $1 billion in a weekend. Well, in a 3-day span.
Golly.
Are we in the wrong business?
No doubt.
Sounds like it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
Got your gossip on Justin Timberlake. So he's written a book. It's out. It's all kinds of behind the scenes about his life as a celebrity, a singer, a father, everything. But in the book, he includes this love story about his wife, Jessica Biel. So the book is entitled Hindsight and All the Things I Can't See in Front of Me. And he talks about how they met, how he fell in love with her, the whole deal. It's definitely something I want to read. But I am going to say, guys, I'm going to wait till the audiobook comes out, so I get to hear Justin Timberlake as well. But another thing he talks about in the book, and Brandon, you'll like this. So the whole Cry Me a River song that everyone has been, well, it's been rumored that it's about Britney Spears and their breakup back in 2002. And I will also say in this book, he said he wrote that song in 2 hours back in 2002. So he doesn't really clear that up. He doesn't say, hey, it's about Britney Spears, but he also doesn't not say that.
Yeah.
So the song sounds like this right here.
Let's go ahead and check it out.
Yeah. Tell me you love me. Why did you leave me? All
Yeah, this comes from a place of hurt.
He said he had been scorned, he'd been ticked off, the feelings that he had were so strong and he had to write it. Mm. So in his new book, Justin Timberlake.
All right.
And we got your gossip on another Justin Bieber, who has lied and betrayed us.
Oh.
Because he cut his hair. He said back in May he was going to let it grow out past his eyes. Then he recently said he's going to let it grow down past his toes.
Wow, David's upset.
I mean, what the heck, bro? He went out and got a haircut, got his head shaved, got a buzz cut. It's all gone now.
Wow.
And if you want to go check it out, it's up right now on the BBITN blog, kfin.com, kfin.com.
And this year is the 25th anniversary of the movie Hocus Pocus, and Bette Midler lets everybody know that just in time for Halloween, she finally sat back down and watched the movie, and she loved it. She was in the movie. She says she hasn't seen it in 20 years, and she went back and loved every moment of it.
Are those like the same type of feelings you get whenever you watch that old music video of you in it?
Yeah, let's go ahead and move on past that. Of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
All right, so there's a 62-year-old dude named Kenneth, I'll call him Ken, that lives in Indiana, and he went to the police station to file a complaint against his drug dealer.
Well, how does that work?
Well, apparently, I really don't understand his logic here, but he was saying that his drug dealer was letting him buy drugs on credit, and that Ken had actually gotten his debt up to like $400, and his drug dealer was ready to collect. And since he hadn't paid up, he was threatening to mess up his car and even injure him, shoot him maybe. And so police were like, okay, we're going to file this complaint here. And for whatever reason, I can't figure this one out. They didn't arrest him on the spot, and they haven't arrested the drug dealer yet. But I can imagine they have opened up an investigation.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, probably so. But I also read this article about this policeman. Did you hear about what the policeman said to his belly button?
No, I haven't heard that one.
He said, "You're under a vest."
Wow.
Get it? Under a vest?
Unfortunately.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's kind of a weird holiday because many people, most of us, celebrated Halloween last night. We went out, we did the trick-or-treating thing, but there is still today where it's officially Halloween. So here we go. A good way to start today, though, is to start your day by eating candy, which is how I started my day.
Yes.
So my day started with basically going in and stealing some candy from Kai's Halloween, what do you call it, like the jack-o'-lantern
thing? Right, so what'd you get?
Well, I mean, I started with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Starburst, and then I saw Snickers there. I was like, the Snickers looks good. And then I started thinking, there's all these different little things in there, even Tootsie Rolls. And Kai said to us last night, he was almost amazed. He said, "Dad, I'm starting to like Tootsie Rolls."
Tootsie Rolls.
And he got that because that's what his mother
his
says.
His mom, right.
His mother says, "Tootsie Rolls."
Well, we got out of handing out candy, and my son had a basketball game, and then my husband worked last night, so we got out of it. But even when we got back to our neighborhood, it was still full of people.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, make sure the lights are off because we don't have any candy to hand out.
Right, and I remember before Kai, you know, before we went out trick-or-treating, I didn't have, you know, I guess I was one of those people, one of those houses that I would be inside. But I would turn all the lights off. I was one of those people. And now when you walk up to those houses now with a kid, you're like, come on now.
Right.
Why can't you help out just a little bit? What's the problem here? I was thinking that last night. There was a couple of houses. I think people might have forgotten that we were moving the trick-or-treating because we walked up to a couple of houses where the outdoor lights were on probably like every other night, but they never answered the door.
Oh, no.
And that fired the kids up because they thought they were about to get candy.
Right.
And then they didn't.
Yeah.
And what about the trusting families who will go out and they'll put like a big old basket of candy and like take one, take two?
I respect those families so much, but I am not that trusting person.
I don't know if I walked up there, if I would be able to just take one or two.
You would stuff your pockets, wouldn't you?
Because I was worried at one of the houses that Kai was going to dump it all into his basket. Because there's a little bit of a friendly competition.
Right.
Who has more candy in whose basket?
Yeah.
We had that last night. Now, I know we say a lot of people did their trick-or-treating last night, Craighead County especially. There are other counties where maybe you're going to try to dodge some rain tonight, other events happening across K-Fine country where maybe you're going to go and do some trick-or-treating or trunk-or-treating or indoor Halloween stuff. So whatever the case may be, we hope you guys have a great Halloween. 704 and K-Fine Country. We're live at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, it is 7:15 at K-Fine Country. Good morning, everybody. And I have one question for the two of you who sit here next to me at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery.
And what's that?
Do y'all want a great deal?
Yeah.
Because the great deal today. Let me tell you what the deal is at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery. If you're like me and you were up a little bit late last night and you're a little bit tired this morning and you feel like you need something to kind of perk you up a little bit, Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery, they're doing buy one, get one, the BOGO specials on all coffee products this morning.
BOGO.
So you can come in and hang out with us, sit down with us, kind of chat, do a selfie like Kelly and I just took a selfie a few minutes ago.
Well, we had to take it several times, David. You missed it.
You don't have to call me on that.
Come by and get coffee for a friend. Take it to work.
BOGO coffee, and you can also do the drive-thru as well. So if you're one of those people who's taking the kids to school, but you don't want anybody to see you this morning, you can do the drive-thru at the Coffee Gallery as well. 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. Again, the special, buy one, get one on all the coffee products. And another question, are you guys ready to celebrate some local people?
Yes.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Well, 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 time for birthdays for today. It is Wednesday, October the 31st of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Josh and Raven Byard celebrating today. We have Jim Schenkel from Springdale, Arkansas, celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday, Jim. We appreciate you listening to the podcast. This says, also married to the hot, lovely, vivacious video vixen, Gwen.
That's my mom, Brandon. Uh-oh. That's just weird. But you wrote that in.
I did not write that in there.
You're disgusting.
I did not write that in there. Now, we've actually had the chance to meet Jim, so happy birthday to him. He celebrates today. Happy birthday to Gary Cooper of Jonesboro. Carolyn Maynard celebrates a birthday. Mary Crawley of Jonesboro has a birthday today. Carl Childers from Wynn. Kaylee Foster of Jonesboro. Brad Brandon from Bay. Brittany Houston of Paragould has a birthday today. Jonathan Porterfield of Truman turns 20. Ernest Warren is 60 years old today. Lana Turner is 66. We have Krista Knowles of Zenith. I believe that would be Zenith. CC Cobble of Jonesboro celebrating a birthday. Charles Froman of Marmaduke, happy birthday from Autumn, Daniel, and the kids. Allison Patsy, 13. We have Wesley Knight turning 12 in Brooklyn. And Tom Smith of Jonesboro celebrates today as well. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Willow Smith is turning 18 years old today. That's kind of hard to believe.
I whip my hair back and forth.
I was wondering if that was a song. Yeah, I remember that song.
Adam Horowitz is 52 years old today.
Well, David.
From the Beastie Boys.
How many syllables in that?
Adam Horowitz. I wanted to make sure I said that right, okay?
Well, you got it right.
Daryl Worley's 54.
Ooh, have you forgotten? That's a great song.
Yeah, it is a good song. Dan Rather turns 87. And I know your hero, your idol, your man.
Yes.
Vanilla Ice turning 51.
Is it true you used to have some Vanilla Ice pants?
Yo, I did. And here's why.
Oh, my goodness.
As a kid at Plano Senior High School, Plano, Texas, we were told, and I believe it's true, that Vanilla Ice, Robbie Van Winkle, I believe is his name, he was from Texas and in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, so he felt like a homie.
Oh,
wow. Homie.
Wow. Did you really just say homie?
Do people say that anymore?
No.
They don't say homie?
Maybe yeah, just to be
funny.
Especially
not for Vanilla Ice.
Well, he was a hometown guy, so he's a homie. Okay, I'm going to take that back. Can we rewind? Colton, can you rewind
homie.
Me and take me back? Take that out of the podcast as well. Hey, let's do some Vanilla Ice. We might as well, all right? One of the songs I know every word to, y'all. It was a huge hit, though. This is before your time, David. Happy birthday to Vanilla Ice, who celebrates today. Hey, there's a big event coming up with the March of Dimes. We get to host the prom fashion show. We always have a lot of fun with that. We get dressed up. We get to see all this great prom fashion. We have guests in to talk about the prom fashion show because guess what? It's audition time.
Hey.
We'll be talking about that coming up. It's your K-Fine Breakfast Club live at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery. Again, Buy one, get one on all coffee products today. The K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
7:30 in K-Fine Country. Thanks for having us on. That was a little bit loud, wasn't it? Did I come in screaming?
A little bit.
A little bit excited. I told you they have coffee specials today,
yes.
So I thought I'd yell as we started. Anyway, the deal for coffee, and again, this is good when you walk into Club Tan Studios and the coffee gallery on Southwest Drive, or when you go through the drive-thru. If you need that extra pick-me-up today, BOGO on coffee specials.
Yeah, come in and buy one for a friend, take it to work, get bonus points.
Can we do a full confession from you real quick?
What?
Do you remember when you had no idea what BOGO was and you thought that was a brand?
Yeah, I didn't know it was buy one, get one. I was like, what is all these people doing? What's BOGO mean?
Why are they all selling the same thing? It's BOGO.
Is that a brand?
Anyway, buy one, get one on the coffee drinks here this morning at Club Tan Studios in the coffee gallery. Izzy Bond joins us. She's from Jonesboro High School. We've dealt with her through the Miss Arkansas pageant system as well. And I saw a few minutes ago you took a selfie.
I did, yes.
And you took how many selfies to get the one you're going to post?
Just one.
Why is it that she's able to take just one selfie, and then for us, it was at least four?
You know, she's a couple years younger than us, so I think sometimes it's easier for people that are a couple of years younger to have better selfies.
Maybe that's what it is. And there's no way we can reverse age, so we're kind of messed up on that. Anyway, we also have Neely Boyd here joining us. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, we are good. We have the coffee, so we're always happy on days we have extra coffee. We mentioned a few minutes ago that the prom fashion show is coming up for March of Dimes. Izzy kind of surprised me. She said she's been involved with this since she was 3 years old.
Oh, yes.
I mean, close enough, right?
Okay, seventh grade, but close enough, sure.
But to me, that sounded so early because I'm thinking, you know, most of the people who do the prom fashion show are probably in high school. But you got that early start, and you realized at an early age this is something you wanted to do every year.
Absolutely, yes. March of Dimes has played a really big role in just my life for the last, I don't even know how many years, 7th through 12th grade now.
Right.
So this being my final year, it's just really important to me that we have a big turnout for the show.
Yep.
Because we are raising those funds for premature babies and birth defects, and those do go to the St. Bernard's NICU unit. And so that's really exciting and really helpful for those families.
So what's the thing you enjoy the most, like out of the experience? Because basically what happens is you get a whole bunch of college students and a lot of females that come together and you get to model the fashions. Why is that a fun thing for college or for high school ladies?
Oh, goodness. I think it's the fact that you get to get dressed up, because when you have on that makeup and you have your hair done and you get to model beautiful gowns, it's kind of a stress-free night because it's not like your actual prom, but you're getting to show off these beautiful gowns for a good cause. And so I think it all goes back to what you're putting into it and what you're giving back from it.
Yep. So, Neely, tell me about you, because have you done the prom fashion show before?
I actually have only ever been in attendance at the prom fashion show.
You've never actually had to get up there and walk across the stage?
I haven't. But once I saw all the hard work that goes into putting this show on, I knew I wanted to be a part of that.
Yep.
And so this is my senior year, and I was like, here it goes. I'm going to interview to be on council, and now here I am sitting with y'all. So
you're a part of the Chain Reaction Youth Council?
Yes, I am.
What have you learned about March of Dimes and the importance of what you all are going out to raise money for?
Honestly, it just shows what hard work and effort can do, because you never really get to see behind the scenes of a big organization such as March of Dimes.
Right.
And when you do get to see that there are youth that care about the future of prematurity and premature babies, and when you see the effort that they're putting into causes, just it really shows that what our generation is capable of.
And it really is. I mean, when you think about the fact that there are so many people who will, you know, go through pregnancy and then you have a premature child in the first couple of days, the first couple of weeks. We saw a family at the Signature Chef's auction that I think their child was in the NICU for, like, their two children, 46 days.
Oh, wow.
Imagine having all that time away from your child. And that's the reason the March of Dimes is there, and that's the reason so many people, including high school students, will champion that cause. Let's talk about the fact, okay, we've talked about how fun it is. I love doing the event. The music is great. You get dressed up. You're on stage. You have the lights. It feels like you're, I don't know, with the backdrop, it almost feels like you're a celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
In the moment. So for high school students, it's a ton of fun. But we need the auditions and we need the models, right?
We do. Well, last year we actually raised over $16,000.
Wow.
So our goal for this year is to top that. And the only way we can do that is if we get more models.
Right.
So our first interview date is November 6th from 4:30 to 6:30. That will be at Nettleton High School.
Right.
Then the next is November 8th from 6 to 8 at Valley View.
Okay.
And then Sunday, November the 11th from 3 to 5 at First Community Bank. And I'll send you all these dates, and we can leave our Instagram handle so that people can contact us.
I think it's a great thing that you guys can be a part of, especially high school students who want to do something. Be a part of an organization, learn what it's like to not only just get up there and model, but to put this event together. Now, once you're in it, once you basically have been said, okay, you're a model in the prom fashion show, how much extra work outside of just being there that day is there as far as practice?
I'll let Neely talk about the t-shirt. She's been very involved with that. And then I'll tell a little bit about the ticket sales.
So, okay.
Got it.
So basically what we're doing is we're trying to get super cute designs. That way all of our models can have a model-specific t-shirt.
Right.
That way when we are practicing, we can all be together and like look unified instead of just kind of a little sloppy.
I get it.
We really just... Being able to be a part of the prom fashion show, it can not only is it fun and it's glamorous, but it gets you out of your comfort zone. Yeah. And so I would encourage anyone that's looking for any way to like maybe step out of their comfort zone just to or interview for it. And, you know, you never know what's going to happen.
And it's going to be fun.
Yes, most definitely.
All right. So people, again, we have the interview times. We'll put those on social media. And then ticket sales. Are you guys already starting to sell tickets?
We are. The models, once they are chosen, we'll send them their letter saying, hey, we would love for you to be a part of our show. And we'll give them 10 tickets, and so they have to sell those 10 tickets at $10 a piece, and we ask that, you know, they bring those back with them to practice along with their t-shirt money, and then we'll practice actually every Sunday in January before the show.
Awesome.
And so I know for me, this time of the year is when all your clubs are like, hey, you need these hours. Well, there's no better way than to get your service hours
than
to come to a March of Dimes practice.
Yes.
Again, it's the March of Dimes prom fashion show. It's going to be taking place in February, but it's time for the auditions. Again, the auditions happen on November the 6th, November the 8th, November the 11th. We'll share that information on social media as well, and we appreciate you all coming by this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are live at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. It is the K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
747 in K-Fine Country. Thanks for having us on your radio this morning. Don Laird joins us this morning from Families, Inc. And Don, the last time we spoke, it seems like we were talking about Howl for Humanity, and we were saying,
or Downtown J-Town, I mean, something.
But we need, like, we wanted touchdowns from A-State football.
We did.
And you were saying on the air, you were basically pleading, and I heard you talk to David, too, we need more touchdowns.
We need more touchdowns. They listened.
The last A-State home game, A-State had 51 points. And Families, Inc. donated a whole bunch of money.
$1,750.
That's a crazy amount of money. Let's pass that over because it looks like that thing just now.
Okay.
There we go.
It was $1,750.
We got you that time.
Recovery?
Yeah, that's awesome. $1,750 given to a local charity, which I think is a really neat thing that Families, Inc. is such a part of. Howl for Humanity, we're in year number 5. We have another game coming up this weekend, and it's homecoming.
And it's homecoming, and it's against South Alabama. And so I'm hoping for a whole lot of points. I do have to tell one funny story, though.
What's that?
Because they accidentally added $250 to the total last game.
Right.
And I was like, okay, we're generous, but we're not that generous. But let's give responsibly. And
right.
So we had to fix the total on there. But, yes, $1,750.
That's great. And, again, you guys just kind of say, hey, we want to team up with different organizations who are helping people in this area. And it's kind of a different focus this year than what it has been in years past.
We decided to shine a light on mental health because it is such a critical part of our communities, and we need to have good positive mental health in our communities, and so we're just focused totally on organizations that work with individuals with their mental health, and we got a really cool one this week. I love this organization,
and that's why Mandy Young has joined us this morning from the Center for Good Grief. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, we're good, and you're excited because you guys are the beneficiary coming up this week from the A-State homecoming game. You want a lot of touchdowns for the Center for Good Grief.
Absolutely. We are hoping for more touchdowns than this past game.
We have done 2,500 on more than one occasion.
It's going to be
crazy?
Awesome.
So tell us about your organization and how you're helping people who are going through a tough time in their life.
Absolutely. So we are the 6th program of the NEA Baptist Charitable Foundation. We are an expansion from Kimmins Wilson Family Center for Good Grief over in Collierville in Midtown Memphis. So we are a third location, but we are fully supported by the donations through the Charitable Foundation here through NEA Baptist. We are free grief counseling. What that entitles is we serve kids, teens, and adults that have been impacted by a death of a loved one. Right. And so there's all sorts of grief out there, but loss of job and divorce and those things we don't cover. Right. It is specific to death. But we have so many people in our community that's been impacted, and grief is very universal. Right. A lot of our people are new to having mental health services of any mm-hmm. kind. They've not had counseling, but they've realized that they need somebody to walk with them through that right. journey. And so we have a licensed therapist that provides the services, absolutely all free, no billing, no insurance of
How
any
cool
kind.
Is that?
That's mm-hmm. really cool. And yep. it's based on, number one, the Charitable Foundation from NEA Baptist. But then here comes Families, Inc. Hey,
absolutely.
They just reach out to people and say, we want to try to raise money
yes.
with football. Like, that's a pretty cool way to do it. Like,
that's
really
right.
neat.
Yes,
specifically with the Red Bulls football.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's right. Yeah, we live in a great community that has really just poured into us, and everybody sees the need, and so they've really supported our services.
And it's wild because a lot of people, when you go through the loss of a loved one, you know, it doesn't happen. Hopefully, for most people, it doesn't happen very often. But when it happens, you know, some people need to be around friends. Some people kind of almost go into like a recluse type state because they don't know
Absolutely.
How to deal with it and cope with it. And that's where you all come in.
Absolutely. There's a lot of people that people don't know what to say to a grieving person, or they say right. all the wrong things that aren't helpful. And so that really makes people start questioning who they really have for support. A lot of people are even questioning God for the first time in their spiritual journey, or finding God for the first time, because that's where they find their strength. And so we do have the benefit of walking them along a spiritual path, as right. well as just making sure their physical and mental well-being is secure in that grieving time.
Am I right that you just celebrated the one-year anniversary?
Yeah, we celebrated our 1 year on October 17th, and in that first year, we were able to serve 174 different individuals through individual services, through groups, and different community events that we've done.
So if people want to find out more, maybe they're going through a tough situation right now, maybe they've just recently gone through it, or maybe they're still trying to figure out something from a few months back, how can people get more information on how they can get help?
Yeah, so we are on social media. We have a very active Instagram and Facebook page for NEA Baptist Center for Good Grief. You can find information on the NEA Baptist Charitable Foundation website, as well as BaptistGriefCenters.com, and that has grief-specific information for all three of our locations.
Dawn, why did you hear about this group and decide this was one of the groups you wanted to help?
I guess I heard about them really early on, but just think about what we do with our counseling. Grief is a very specific type of counseling to be the most beneficial. I mean, right. we can definitely work with individuals that are going through grief, but to have the specialized care that they're able to offer at the Center for Good Grief is just a wonderful resource for Families, Inc. and anybody else in the community.
Let's yeah. reach out to Coach Blake Anderson. In case he's listening on the way to the stadium, what do you want to say to the coach? How many touchdowns do we need on Saturday?
Okay, so we want to get to $2,500.
All right.
That's right. I don't know. I'm not a good math person.
Come on, Coach.
That's 10 touchdowns.
10 touchdowns. We only need 10.
We're not greedy at all, Coach.
Hey, we appreciate you stopping by this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks, we're live guys.
Hey, thank you. We're live at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery. We're today at the Coffee Gallery. It's BOGO specials. That's buy one, get one.
Buy one, get one. Great.
That's on all the coffee specials and all the coffee drinks here at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery. It's your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It is 8:05 in K-Fine Country, and Michael Sullivan joins us this morning from Habitat for Humanity. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Do you have soup in your car?
I do not yet.
Dang, man. No, because I was hearing that Super Sunday's coming up.
Yeah.
Like, how quick is it? Like, this weekend?
It is this Sunday. Yep, 10:30.
So a lot of people love this event because it's a great way to raise money for Habitat for Humanity. But, like, let's just be honest. It's always good to raise money when people get to eat.
That's right.
Because we like to eat.
We do.
And there's a lot of good soup, right?
There is. There's over 20 restaurants participating this year. And so that's 20 soups that we're going to have to offer for our community. It's $12 yep. to at the Hilton Garden Inn. And so show up with your family after church, and it goes till 1:30. And bid on your favorite soup as well. And so the winning restaurant gets this big ladle trophy for the year
right.
and bragging rights, of course.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't
yeah.
want to have the bragging rights? What was that? Favorite soup. You're going to pick one soup. You can only eat one soup for the rest of the year.
It'll be just like a beef stew, beef vegetable stew.
David, one soup.
Oh, gosh, that's hard to choose from. You know, I had some It was like a potato soup the other day, and it was good. It had cheese kind of melted in it, too. I was like, oh, my gosh.
What about you?
Well, you know, I have two, and then of course I would have two. I love clam chowder with a little bit of Tabasco sauce.
Oh, yeah.
That's really good to me. And there's also, do you guys like the broccoli and cheddar soup?
I do, yeah.
Like, I don't even, it's just cheese. It's cheese and cheddar.
There's something about that, though, right?
It's good. What about your favorite soup, Michael?
Oh, potato is also my favorite soup.
Yeah.
But the broccoli and cheddar, that's Slotsky soup they do each year. And they've won for the past 2 years with it.
You know what? I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And that's why I liked it so much, because we would always go there when I lived in Texas, and that's the soup we would get.
There you go.
And I'd get the, what do they call it? The medium original is the sandwich. I know my Slotsky. Okay, so again, Super Sunday, this coming Sunday, Hilton Garden Inn. If people want to get more information on that, is there a spot they can find it?
Yeah, JonesboroHabitat.com is the easiest way. They can follow us on Facebook, Jonesboro Habitat. And they can call us at 203-9898.
All right, let's talk about Habitat for Humanity, because for people who might not know, essentially this is an organization that is looking to help people in need, people who might be financially distressed, might be having a tough time, and essentially you're going to say, hey, we want to build you a home that can be yours.
That's right. And so Habitat's that hand-up opportunity for families that truly want home ownership. And so families can apply when we have our application process open.
Right.
And if they're selected, they help us build the home, and then they pay a no-interest mortgage at their affordability to obtain home ownership.
Wow.
It's truly awesome.
How great, I mean, how great is that? When you look at, I don't know if you guys ever do this, but when you look at, you know, the house that you're going to pay for over the course of 20 or 30 years, and you see the interest, you're like, wait a minute, that's not what I signed up for. I didn't even realize that.
That's right.
So an interest-free mortgage, I mean, that's got to save people a lot of money.
Oh, definitely. And it's at their affordability, too, so it's way less than what it typically would cost for a homeowner to go and buy if you went through a traditional route.
So let's talk to those people maybe who, when the application process is open, we need to get them to apply, because we were talking to Michael before we came on the air, and he mentioned that there are times where there aren't that many applicants. And to me, that's crazy. When the home's going to be put up, there's not going to be any interest on the home. How are we not getting more people? And how can we tell people, go sign up?
Yeah, I know. That's definitely an issue we have. And so we want to encourage those families who think they're on that border of, like, I really want homeownership, but I can't qualify for a conventional mortgage. Well,
right.
We're not that conventional mortgage. We're that alternative route. And so families, if you think if you have income and you want to desire home ownership, you may live in substandard conditions where you need help.
Right.
You know, Habitat provides that resource for you to come and apply, and it's an opportunity for you to change your life and your family's life.
Well, and then they're going to actually do some work for it, too.
That's
right. It's not like you're just going to be there and say, hey, here's a house. We're just going to build you a house. And I mean, you're going to make sure that, number one, they can get in there and do the right things.
Mm-hmm.
But also, they're going to kind of be a part with the sweat equity, too.
That's right. And so volunteers help us build these homes. So we want our families to also volunteer and help build them as well.
Yeah.
Now, if they're disabled, we work with those families as well. But our families do put sweat equity in, and they help swing those hammers just like our volunteers do.
I think that's awesome. So if people want to find out more, if they want to maybe be looking for the application time and all that stuff, again, the best spot to go?
At JonesboroHabitat.com. They can follow us on Facebook. When our application process is open, we try to get that as much as possible through the medias in Jonesboro. And so they can also call our office, 203-9898.
And one more time, Super Sunday, this Sunday, Hilton Garden Inn. What's our times?
From 10:30 to 1:30.
All right, we appreciate you stopping by this morning.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
We're live at Club Tan Studios and the Coffee Gallery, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. A heads up, BOGO. BOGO specials today on all the coffee drinks. That's buy one, get one.
Yes.
Buy one, get one free when you stop by the Coffee Gallery. Again, you can walk into the store. You can also go through the drive-thru. We are live at Club Tan Studios and the Coffee Gallery at your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It is 8:19 in K-Fine Country. It's Brandon, Kelly, and David, the Barrel Boy. Let me give you a heads up. If you guys are looking for some caffeine this morning, and I get it, man. It's Halloween, but a lot of people were trick-or-treating last
night.
A lot of people had their kids out. I'm tired today.
Yeah, you can come get two coffees, not just one.
That's right.
Two.
So it's two coffees. It's buy one, get one on the coffee drinks at the Coffee Gallery, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. Again, it's your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc. Dr. Kevin Reed from VetCare joins us this morning. Good morning, Doc. What's on your mind?
Just happy Halloween is pretty much over.
Oh, man, there's candy all over our house. And Kai got all kinds of great stuff. And, of course, when people come home with Halloween candy, some people will dump it on the counter. But my son wants to dump it on the floor because there's more space on the
That's
floor.
Right. Yeah. You can kind of sort through it and see all the goodies.
But we had to make sure the dogs were nowhere in sight.
Right.
Because that's not good.
No, they don't need that.
Have you had any calls about a dog who maybe ingested too much chocolate so far?
Not yet, but the day is young.
So does it happen every year? A dog gets into a candy basket?
Yeah, usually there is some dog that got into the candy bars or the Hershey's Kisses or,
So would they ever eat the whole wrapper, like they eat the chocolate and the wrapper?
A lot of them do.
So what happens in that situation?
Well, everything works out well in the end. I mean, it
there's
all kind of.
There's always a silver lining.
Yeah, there's a silver lining to those.
That's
to those clouds.
So they'll just, it just passes?
It passes, yeah. Especially like the little, what we see real commonly is the Hershey's Kisses. You know, dogs have a hard time with their toes getting that little wrapper off. So it's just like they know something's in there, so they just chew it all up. And then they've got kind of, you know, very sparkly poop when it happens. So,
right.
But, Brandon, if you have any candy go missing and your dog ate some, you do need to check and make sure that it did pass.
And how do you do that?
Yeah. Well, you have to go and
stop.
Check.
That's disgusting. Be careful with your Halloween candy as we go throughout the day with our pets today. I was asking Kevin before we came on the air, hey, what's a good topic? What are we going to talk about today? And he hit me with one. In all the years I've known Kevin Reed, I've never really thought about this. He said false pregnancies in dogs. And I'm not sure if that makes the male dog nervous, if they sweat.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
If they sweat about that or not. But is this something you see, a false pregnancy in dogs?
Yes, it can occur. It's called pseudo-pregnancy, false pregnancy, pseudocyesis. And, Kelly, it does happen more commonly in the female than the male dog.
Really?
Oh, thanks for clarifying that, because I didn't know.
And it's a fairly common finding, especially we see it a lot of times in young dogs. But what happens is when the dog comes in heat and ovulates, and that egg actually forms in what's a structure called a corpus luteum, which is a temporary endocrine structure. And if they're not impregnated, if they don't become pregnant, that usually the corpus luteum will usually degenerate in a few days.
Right.
In some dogs, it maintains itself, and that's the structure that secretes the hormone progesterone, which is the maintenance hormone for pregnancy.
Right.
So while this thing is secreting that hormone, their body actually goes through changes that would be associated with a real pregnancy.
Really?
Huh. They can actually get have behavioral swings, get kind of moody, and they can exhibit nurturing nesting behavior. They can self-nurse and actually lactate, where their mammary glands produce milk.
So you really believe your dog's pregnant at this point?
Yeah, they get mammary gland enlargement. And
is that what happened?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And the neat thing is this lasts about the course of a normal pregnancy, about 60 days, and a lot of dogs at the end of that 60-day period, they'll actually start making a bed. A lot of them will get a little stuffed animal and start acting like it's its baby, and because the hormones telling their brain they're pregnant.
Aww.
So they go through all these changes that you would associate with a normal pregnancy.
Is there a way to fix that if they're in the process of that, or is that something that just has to work its way out?
It usually, you know, it's going to take care of itself in 60 days. Now, if they're spayed, you know, during that time, it may shorten it just because you are removing the ovary, which has the corpus luteum in
it.
So, but most of the time, it's going to be self-limiting and not really cause any issues. Now, I have seen some dogs that will actually get a mastitis. You know, they may produce enough milk, or some of them just get more of a watery secretion. But, you know, and if they're nursing themselves, they can get an infection there. So
the things you learn from Dr. Reed.
Wow.
Yep.
I learned a lot in these past 3 months.
So there you go. Dr. Kevin Reed from Vet Care on Parker Road in Jonesboro. You can stop by for all your pet health needs when you're thinking about spaying or neutering a dog, when you're thinking about flea and tick preventative. And then in situations maybe where your dog has ingested too much chocolate and you need advice, you know who you call? You call Dr. Kevin Reed from Vet Care. He joins us live this morning at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It is 8:35 in K-Fine Country, and we have the president of the A-State Student Activities Board, Landon Krantzer, joining us this morning. How are you this morning?
I'm great.
You ready for this week?
Born ready.
Homecoming week for the Student Activities Board. That's not busy, is it?
No, not at all. It is a little busy, but it's fun busy.
And Riley Adams joins us here this morning as well, the marketing director for the Student Activities Board. I was talking to them a minute ago about some of the stuff going on, and I forget. Like, really, I said it's busy, and I'm thinking mainly homecoming festivities. There's stuff every day.
Yeah,
like,
every single day.
This is a big time.
Maybe two things a day.
So what's happening? Let's just say, okay, happy Halloween. What happens on Halloween?
Well, tonight we have we're showing a 90s movie, which is Scream. We thought Halloween, yep. Homecoming, like, perfect because our theme is 90s, and so
yep.
We're super excited about that. We had to move it inside. It was supposed to be on the front lawn,
right.
Projected, but with the weather, you know. But we're super excited. People are pumped. Free popcorn. So,
and then there's also trick or treating too, right? Because let's be honest, for people who didn't go last night trick or treat, it's probably going to be a washout tonight for Halloween. But there's an option.
We got you covered.
You really
so,
did.
In Centennial Hall from 4 to 7 p.m., we have Trick or Treat with the Greeks.
Right.
All of our Greek organizations are set up. They have, like, themed booths with different types of games, and then we have inflatables, too. So
that's great.
Bring the whole family.
Yeah, so everybody from across town and across the area is invited to that.
Yes, everybody's invited.
So if you're looking for something to do tonight with the kids, Trick or Treat with the Greeks, that could be huge. Yes. Based on the rain.
Yes, for sure. I know. We're going to have to go buy some more candy.
I was going to say, are you ready for that? Okay, so then tomorrow, I've never had the chance to go to the Yell Like Hell event, but I've seen videos on social media, and that looks like a really fun event.
It's super fun. I'll let Riley talk about
it. Yeah, we have a lot of food trucks come out. All the students are allowed to have, like, a meal from any of the food trucks, so that's really clutch for them, is like a free guaranteed dinner
right.
on that night. And then there's a competition, a spirit competition, and any of our organizations can compete in it. And it's really just a time for them to show their A-State spirit. I think last year AOPI may have won it. They're always really good and really loud. And yeah. It's really fun because it's outside. There's a huge bonfire. Trooper Taylor usually comes and gets his hype for the yeah. game on Saturday.
It's hard not to get hype when Trooper
comes. I've seen that too.
Yeah, and then there's Wards and DJ King Vicks out there. As always, we love yeah. him. He's been at all of our events already this week. So
yeah, he and the Chancellor are everywhere.
Yeah.
They basically do every
pair,
event.
They're a duo.
I was wondering if they work together.
Yeah, they're competing for a time around campus, but
I love the spirit because, like, okay, order of the pack, one of my favorite things that I do with Arkansas State, and the reason I love it is because you can walk in, like, this past year we were inside the First National Bank Arena, an hour and a half before the start of it, the student organizations are yelling and screaming and having fun, and
yeah.
that's what's so fun about, I mean, you it's almost infectious when you're out there and you're around that.
Yeah, they like to start early and go hard for 2 hours
yeah.
and then pass out and wonder why they can't talk the next morning.
Right, but that's what's going to happen again. That's
yes.
going to be tomorrow with Yell Like Hell. Then on Friday, tell me about the parade, because I know last year was the first year for the parade. You guys want this to be an annual thing with the Student Activities Board. What's this parade all about?
So this parade is going to start at 6 p.m., and it's going to go down Aggie and University Loop, and we've got about 27 organizations in this parade. Just to name a few, Miss Arkansas, Gearhead, the fire department will be there, and then all of our different student organizations. So, you know, we've worked hard on planning this parade. There will be candy, so
nice.
And we did it at 6, so we would give the people who, you know, worked, got off at 5, time to get their kids
yeah.
and make it to campus. It's really something special, and we hope that a lot of people will want to be a part of it and just start that tradition back.
Right. And
yeah.
then Saturday's a homecoming game, kickoff at 2. The homecoming court, what time is that going to kick off?
1:30.
All right. Is that a lot of work for the Student Activities Board?
Oh, yes. But it is. It's a duty that we have that we're proud of. So
yeah.
It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun, too.
Homecoming is something we've been talking about since the spring.
Yeah.
So this has been a long time coming. So I know last week we've had a countdown in our office for a while. And this week when it got here, we're like, dang, I feel like we've been planning this like our whole life.
And here it is. The voting was this past Friday. Do you guys know? Do you know who won?
We don't know who won, but we know who's on court. So. Mm-hmm.
Right. But you don't know who won?
No, we haven't voted for
Look at him looking down.
Queen.
I'm just thinking, but somebody knows. Somebody has to know.
We have to re-vote for King and Queen.
So oh,
you we're
do?
Voting on Friday again for King and Queen. Landon's actually up for King, so
what?
You'll
Are
see
you really?
Him out on the field on Friday, or on Saturday afternoon.
Does that make you nervous? Or are you so involved with A-State it doesn't make you nervous anymore?
It makes me a little nervous.
Do you already have what you're wearing?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And then families are in, and people come in from all over the area. People come back to the campus, so homecoming is always a fun day. Lots going on. If people want to find out, like, a complete list of everything you all are doing, is there a spot they can go to find that?
Yeah, they can go to astate.edu/sab. They can go to any of our social media. We have all the schedules and stuff like that on there. But, yeah, just check us out on Instagram, Twitter.
Y'all are everywhere. And I'm proud of both of you individually because I see you at everything. You're always out there raising the bar for the Student Activities Board. I'm sure Morgan Crane is proud of you as well. We hope you guys have a great homecoming week.
Thank you.
We're live at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Here comes the rain. We talked about the rain on Halloween, and just a few moments ago, we're like, hey, there it is. It's here. Michael Goldinger joins us this morning. You're from Paragould.
Yes, sir.
And we have a connection.
Yep.
Impact Wrestling.
Yeah, that's where we met there. Like, I think it was like a couple of years ago. We met, and then I got my picture taken. It's a huge fan of yours.
Oh, that's awesome. So was that the night that Hulk Hogan was there?
No. It was when Samoa Joe was wrestling there.
And Earl Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that was a fun event, too.
Oh, that was a great event. I loved it.
So longtime wrestling fan?
Oh, for all my life.
Who's your favorite of all time?
Roddy Piper and Ric Flair.
Yeah. Oh, those are two of the greatest ever. See, she doesn't know much wrestling, but she knows Ric Flair.
Yeah, knows Ric Flair.
All right. So it's cool to have you here today. We're going to talk about the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which is coming up in Kennett. And Chance Williams joins us here this morning as well. I didn't even realize, like, you're the basic guy in charge at Sue's Kitchen. Is that right?
In a good, pretty much that sense, yeah.
You basically run the place.
I run the back of the place, absolutely. I am running around crazy, making biscuits, anything else I can find to make.
I'm just trying to get him in trouble when he goes
right.
You're going to have my dad slit my throat.
Just real quick, because I didn't realize this. Obviously, Sue's Kitchen has moved to a new location on Caraway. I think about, like, breakfast on the weekends. You're doing breakfast during the week, too?
Breakfast every single day of the week. Saturday, we do a full breakfast. You got pancakes and French toast and all that kind of stuff on Saturdays. But through the week, we still got your regular biscuits and gravy and eggs and all that kind of good stuff.
Man, that sounds good. Y'all ready to go eat?
Yes.
Can we leave and go straight with you?
Absolutely. You come on over. We've got it all ready.
Hey, you guys are both involved in community theater, and I think that's neat because, you have this passion to perform. Mm-hmm. Where did that come from?
Oh, just growing up. I grew up in California, and I went to high school and just got in the theater there doing musicals and all. And I can't sing worth a darn, but I love the performance. It's fun, you know. And so then I had a little break thanks to the United States military for like 30 years, and then jumped back into the theater. And Center Stage Productions saw me doing Charlotte's Web,
right?
And just gave me let me audition for Trailer Park Tragedy we did. And they're a great, great theater group. And I just love doing performances with them.
So Center Stage Productions, are they based in the Boot Heel?
Well, we work out of Kennett at SEMO Produce. The folks that own SEMO Produce are also big fans of the theater, big fan of the arts. And they said, hey, we got a facility. We would love to start hosting plays and theater.
Yeah.
And it just took off from there. And the Center Stage was started by a small group of friends. The president is Taylor Jade. She's also the director of Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Right.
Great lady. I mean, she is just...
She's amazing.
Yeah. She's one of the better directors I've ever worked under because she's got patience. She knows what she wants. She has a vision, but she's also open to let other people put their input in, and
sure,
she listens to people. That's a great thing. That's a great thing about community theater.
So Chance was telling me a minute ago that this isn't just people from right here in the immediate area. There's people from all across the region that are coming in to be a part of this.
Oh, yeah. We've got people from here in Jonesboro doing this. We've got people from Paragould, Kennett, some people from Tennessee. It's it's one of those things. Everybody comes in from around the area,
the surrounding
states.
Areas.
Yeah, exactly. And they come in and they have this passion for theater, and they come in and they just love doing it.
Let's talk about the Rocky Horror Picture Show, because is an over-the-top type show to do, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is our wonderful narrator right here in the show, Michael.
Thank you.
Amazing. Got that beautiful voice.
I bet everyone's try.
And
what's your role?
I am actually Rocky himself, so I am the one that stands on stage the whole time in a gold Speedo.
Are you serious?
Yes, it is.
No, you're not.
Yes.
No, he is 100% serious.
Okay. Ooh, it is.
When you say gold Speedo, like you're talking, that's
tight.
It's like gold. Have you ever seen like the cheerleader shorts? It's a little bit shorter than that.
Really?
And it is. It's gold and it's tight and it's small and it's the farthest out of my comfort zone I've ever gone. But I'm falling for the role at this point.
Does that make you nervous?
I mean, a little bit. Don't get me wrong. It's
odd. Then you just see him in high heels.
Oh no.
There's only so much we need to put on the air.
He walks first time in high heels. He walks better in high heels than some women.
Oh no!
I just strut my stuff. I had to give it a shot, so I did. And I just started walking the runway.
That's funny. So tell me about showtimes and when people can go and see this.
We are performing the November the 1st through the 5th. The 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and the 5th are showtimes are 7:30, and then on the 4th we are at a matinee at 2:30.
Okay. And then there's also a portion of the proceeds that are going to benefit eye care. Tell me about that.
Yeah, let me get my
How is that actually? Because I know that's going to help up there in the boot here.
Yeah, let me get my phone rebooted up because I'm not the expert, so I can't remember. It's the Individual Cancer Assistance Relief Effort. That's what eye care's acronym means.
Right.
And it goes to help people who are suffering from cancer.
Right.
That's hit my family and my friends very hardly over my lifetime, and I'm sure everyone.
Everybody, yeah.
So it's a great organization to be supporting.
If people want to find out more about the Rocky Horror Picture Show, if they want to find out more about you wearing a Speedo on stage, want to find out more about the production company in general, what are some spots I can go to get more information?
Our website. Do you have our website?
Center Stage Productions. You can go to the Facebook page. There's an Instagram page for Arkansas Center Stage Productions.
Right.
So Facebook has got Center Stage Productions. Our website, I think it's just called centerstageproductions.com.
Right.
You can go on there. It'll give you a link to buy tickets,
awesome.
Show you show times and all that kind of stuff. It's general admission, so it's not like there's really set seating.
Sure.
Yeah, $12, I think.
$12 a ticket. Not too terribly expensive.
No,
just
it's a night of fun.
Up there is all it is.
It's a night of fun, and it's also a way to help out an organization in the boot heel that is doing some good stuff for people.
So. Right, exactly. And it's, like I say, it's a small venue, but it's comfortable. It's nice. And it's a lot of fun.
Go enjoy the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
And again, we'll have more information on our social media here later on today as well. Yeah. It's the K-Fine Breakfast Club.
Oh, we have to mention, though, that it is a show for adults. Right. Don't bring your little ones. Don't bring your little kids, because they're going to hear something that you don't want them repeating at school.
So, yeah.
I don't want them seeing me in the gold Speedo either.
No, let's
Mommy, what did I see?
It's the K-Fine Breakfast Club, live at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I started my Halloween Day diet with a healthy dose of Starburst and a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Yeah. Very healthy. I like it.
That's just kind of the way you start, you know? It's like, that's good breakfast. I read that in a lot of nutrition magazines that candy is a real good way to start.
A real good breakfast of champions.
The number one most popular Halloween candy, according to a recent survey, and they talked to thousands of people, was the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Yeah. That seems like the obvious choice, right?
With a cup of coffee.
Oh, it's so good. And Kai got really lucky because he got a bunch of those. There were some people last night in our neighborhood who were giving out full-size candy bars.
What?
And I was like you look down and you see a lot of like little things and fun-size bars. And then there's like this big Kit Kat.
Can I go to their house?
Dude, man. there was a couple who was sitting out front handing out their candy, you know? And they were handing out bags of Famous Amos cookies.
Whoa, next level right there.
There was a lot of good stuff being given out. So they go and we get back to the place where we kind of gathered for our trick-or-treating. And, you know, they dump out the Halloween bucket or whatever, the little basket thing. And guess what Kai goes for? I'm seeing all the chocolate, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the Snickers, the Kit Kats, all the good stuff. He goes for the Sour Sticks, like the little Sour Patch stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's not bad, though. Those are pretty good.
I question on whether he was really our child. Because I'm a chocolate guy. I'm going straight for the chocolate.
Yeah.
He's very much the opposite.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, y'all, Blake Shelton had a big announcement yesterday, and that announcement is he is going out on tour in early 2019.
Hey, 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 hey.
Come digging on, hitting on you tonight at Anna, maybe it's hoping I'm excited.
excited about this tour. This looks good.
Oh, it's going to be an awesome tour because his openers are insane. And he had a video to kind of go along with this announcement that introduces you to the people that will be on tour with him. And he walks into a bar, and there's a very familiar face who's the bartender. That would be Miss Lauren Elena. If you trust your rebel.
Not a bad opening act, but there's more.
There's even more than that. Trace Atkins. Lord have mercy, how she even get them bridges on
that honky tonk, but donkey donk. That's a fun show.
So after Trace, you get John Anderson. But don't ask her on a straight tequila
night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. I love the part of the video where he's like, wait, you don't know John Anderson?
Yeah, it's like a millennial age guy like me. And he's like, oh, is that a new person?
Right. And he's like, straight tequila night, swinging. I thought that's pretty funny. He's at the jukebox.
And then it's not even finished yet because we have the Bellamy Brothers. If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it
against me? That might be the most fun show of 2019, legit.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds fun.
Now, unfortunately, as of now, the closest shows we have are a few hours away. Kansas City, Louisville, Evansville. Now, he's only announced about a month's worth of shows starting in February going through March. So hopefully he's coming close to us. Maybe Memphis, maybe Little Rock, something like that. But the show has been announced, and it's a big show coming to KFIN Country. And if you want to see the video, it's up on the BBITN blog on KFIN.com, KFIN.com.
So sometimes you look at Jason Aldean and his wife, Brittany, and you're like, man, their life must be perfect right now. She's pregnant. She's pretty. They're building a home. Well, last night they showed a picture of like them looking at the sunset from what's going to be their new property. The foundation is already down and all that stuff. Y'all, it's like the thing that dreams are made of.
Right.
It's beautiful land, beautiful trees, beautiful sunset, and a beautiful location.
Beautiful
with all
people.
Kinds of, all kinds of privacy. I mean, it's really sweet. You can check it out on Brittany Aldean's Instagram.
Kelsey Ballerini just released a new song, and it's called We Were Like, and it's a fan favorite at her show. It's one of the ones that she plays, but it's just now being streamed, and here's what it sounds like. Two sets of lips on a Pepsi Cola. In the middle of the summertime heat, you kept it cool. We were West Coast kids riding around in your Chevy Nova. Said you'd come back for me when you had to leave to go back to school. But we were like, I really like it. To see the full video, head to the BBITN blog on kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Don't forget that just because a lot of us went out trick-or-treating last night, there might be some areas that are still doing some trick-or-treating tonight.
Yeah, you just may need a raincoat or something.
And in the past, that was fine.
Yeah, exactly. So have a good time.
But there's also going to be a number of different events, you know, churches holding different events and trunk-or-treats and things like that. Some of the indoor Halloween stuff happening tonight. So enjoy Halloween. Maybe you'll be able to go out and get more candy. Maybe you can double dip. You got candy last night, get candy tonight.
Oh, I didn't even think about it like that.
Like, that's the ultimate way.
Yeah, it is.
So let's do this. David, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, on TV tonight, you have Empire and Chicago Med, 7 o'clock. Star and Chicago Fire on at 8 o'clock. A Million Little Things, Chicago PD on at 9. And American Horror Story, which seems perfect on Halloween. Mm-hmm. That's on TV tonight as well at 9 o'clock.
Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFIN.